This is a gratitude practice that you can do anytime you feel yourself kind of getting low by life, or even just as a daily practice. Gratitude doesn't seem to come as easily in modern Western culture as grumbling or worrying or stressing does. So it's likely that you may resist sticking to a gratitude practice, but if you can commit to it, it's going to bring a lot more lightness into your being and lightness into your relationship. It's really easy to get stuck on what we don't like about people and about ourselves and focus on all the negatives. But when we can really focus on what we love about ourselves, love about others, love about our life, then where our attention goes, energy flows, and we experience more joy, more ease, and less stress. So the first step is to really commit. Really feel gratitude as a spiritual practice that's going to keep gaining momentum over time the more that you practice it. So just take some deep breaths into the belly. Sit down comfortably or lay down. Place a hand on your heart and a hand on your belly. And just start to finish the sentence "I am grateful for" in your mind, for as many things as possible. Be patient with yourself. And just surrender to this moment. The words will come. Don't force anything. But just trust that when you tap into gratitude, you're tapping into something bigger than your personality and bigger than your problems, no matter how big your problems may seem, or no matter how much fear you have around certain aspects of your life. Your gratitude is a bridge across troubled waters to a resting place on the other side. It's a way to really shift your perspective from judgment into acceptance. So start general. I am grateful for the roof over my head. I am grateful for my car. I am grateful for my beautiful children. I am grateful for my family and friends. I am grateful for the sun that shines every day. Think generally at first of all the things, all the aspects of life that are fairly unchanging that you're grateful for. Feel this gratitude in your heart. Focus on the heart space as you feel into the gratitude. Now focus on your beloved, if you have one, and those people who you're closest to. Imagine that they're all in front of you. See them in your mind's eye and go through a process telling them, I am grateful for, and what you're grateful for. I'm grateful for your love. I'm grateful that you're always here for me. If your mind drifts into what you don't like about that person, come back to gratitude. I'm grateful for your touch. I'm grateful to be able to look into your eyes and see your soul. I am grateful for your smile. I'm grateful for your help and your support. I'm grateful for the fun that we have together. I'm grateful for your laughter. I'm grateful for your phone calls. I'm grateful for your hugs. I'm grateful for your certainty. Whatever you're grateful for, see the people in the mind's eye that come to you and tell them, express to them everything that you're grateful for. Thank you. Now feel all that gratitude. Give the gratitude some breath, sound, and movement. Feel it in every cell. As you feel the gratitude in your heart, let that feeling permeate every cell in your body. Embody it. Place your hands on your heart or raise your hands in prayer in the air. Maybe you want to really lift your body. Move into the feeling of gratitude. Maybe you want to dance or sing the gratitude. What's going to help you to feel the fullness of gratitude in your heart? Really feel it now. Feel it now. And maybe put on some music and really let yourself feel your gratitude and let it radiate out your whole body. After you've done that, after you've really embodied the gratitude and celebrated it through your body, I want you to write down everything that you're grateful for in your life and in the people who you love. Pause this audio. Embody the gratitude through your body in whatever way feels most celebratory for you. Write down everything you're grateful for and then replay this audio once you're sitting down and centered in a deep feeling of gratitude. Notice how you're feeling now that you've come into gratitude. Is there more lightness in your being? More ease? More joy? Feel into if you'd like to choose a set time of the day to practice gratitude. You may want to do this when you first wake up in the morning or late at night before you go to sleep. Or you may just trust yourself that you can practice present moment gratitude in as many moments as possible throughout the day. If you're feeling that that's a more authentic practice for you, then really choose that now. Choose to, as you move through the day, pause now and then when you remember and think as you do something, I'm grateful. Feel as you do something, I'm grateful. When you see people that you love, feel what you're grateful for. Maybe every time you make yourself a cup of tea, every time you go to the toilet, you decide to go into gratitude. Feel into the moments when you can really bring awareness into what you're grateful for so that you can move through the day with this awareness and grace. You can also share this gratitude. Tell people in your life how grateful you are for them and why. Maybe you even want to write them a letter, send them a text about why you're so grateful for them and what you love about them. When you remember to practice gratitude, maybe practice gratitude that you remembered to practice gratitude. It's so simple yet so profound to just feel into our hearts what we're grateful for. To allow this feeling of gratitude to be permeated in the way that we relate to people and the way that we relate to life. Thank you for taking this time to listen to this audio. Thank you for showing up for yourself. Thank you to all of us for opening our hearts into greater loving awareness of everything we have to be grateful for about this beautiful life and the beautiful people who are in it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Deep gratitude.